Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta is a managed WordPress hosting provider, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Plus, their user-friendly custom dashboard, MyKinsta, makes managing your site or multiple sites easy and efficient. Customers can experience up to 200% faster sites by simply moving to the platform. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers with zero downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
Nobody cares. You know, at the end of the day, nobody cares. What we're going through, how your body feels, nobody cares. We gotta do our job. Hey, nobody cares, man. We gotta go. Is it fair? No. Life is tough sometimes, and it's not fair. And it doesn't care sometimes.
You wanna become best, you wanna become champion, and now you wanna say like you're tired? Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody care about you. Nobody care about us.
Yeah.
He was tired, he had personal problem, family. Nobody cares. Without you or with you, there is always going to be champions. With your name, this is your choice. You want to put your name there? Okay, work hard. No? Bye-bye.
Did nobody get in there and put the gloves on for me? Did nobody go out there on that road and run miles and miles for me? Nobody took the broken ribs. Nobody took the bloody nose. I did it all. I dedicated myself to my craft, and I bust my ass.
Sun don't stop for nobody, man. Sun don't fucking stop. Sun gonna be up in the morning regardless. That sun is gonna be up in the morning regardless. Regardless of how I fucking feel and how depressed I am, the sun is gonna fucking shine in the morning. And at nighttime, the moon gonna be there. And you gonna look up, these days gonna keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up and you done wasted a year doing what? Or do you just pick it up? All right. Well, gotta figure it out. Made some mistakes. Life goes on. Let me figure out life from this point. We're all writing a book. What's your book look like? What does your fucking book look like? Like your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book? How good was your book? What was the ending to your book? When it's all said and done, my book is gonna be full of all the shit that Kevin Hart did.
It's easy to get.
You know,
Hell yeah. Easy. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. All right, man, I'm done. I ain't going. I ain't gonna keep going.
Yeah,
I don't feel like going to work. I'm done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm gonna do the same thing again today, but I'm gonna try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
It's every day. It's around the clock every single day, working on my body, either with treatment, you know, or working on my body in the weight room, continue to build strength throughout the season when everybody else is kind of, you know, tearing down. Working on my game on the court, not putting too much pounding on my legs when I'm on the court, but being very efficient. It's very tough and it's very challenging. I think over time you just kind of learn how to grow with it and how to deal with it when certain situations happen throughout either a team struggling or you're struggling personally or your body feeling fatigued or your mind sometimes feeling fatigued and how you can deal with it to kind of get refreshed or hit a reset button. So it's very challenging and you just have to go through it. And there was never someone I could talk to when I was coming up, you know, that was a part of this league that I could kind of lean on. I've learned everything on the fly. And I'm not talking about like the game. Obviously, I've had coaches, I've had, you know, teammates, things of that nature. But as far as being an NBA player, how to approach it, how your body and things of that nature, you know, how do you continue to, you know, stay consistent. I've learned all of that on my own, all on the fly, because I never had somebody that I could go to. So, and nobody ever kind of lent a hand to me. And so I kind of just figured it out.
I had a purpose. I wanted to be one of the best basketball players to ever play. And anything else that was outside of that lane, I didn't have time for. It was an everyday process. I mean, since, you know, 20 years and trying to figure out strengths and weaknesses. For example, jumping ability. Man, my vertical was a 40. It wasn't a 46 or a 40, 45. My hands are big, but they're not massive, right? So you got to figure out ways to strengthen them so your hands are strong enough to be able to palm a ball and do the things that you need to do. Quickness, I was quick, but not insanely quick. I was fast, but not ridiculously fast, right? So I had to rely on skill a lot more. I had to rely on angles a lot more. I had to study the game a lot more. And but I enjoyed it, though. So, like, from the time I can remember when I started watching the game, I studied the game, and it just never changed. Like, I see a lot of players take vacations with other players that are close friends. And they'll just take vacations just to take vacations or just hang out just to hang out. Like, I never did that. Because when I retire, I didn't want to have to say, I wish I would have done more. I don't want that.
It's about knowing where you're going, not forgetting where you started. It's about having the courage to fail, not breaking when you're broken. Taking everything you've been given and making something better. It's about work before glory.
Dedication, hard work. Dedication, hard work. I'm a one-man army. One-man army. The world can go against me. I'm still come out on top. I got God on my side.
Can't no fighter beat me. Can't no fighter beat me. Ain't no fighter better than me. No fighter is better than me. I wasn't gonna land the rope and take punishment. Oh, I ain't gonna get hit. I'm gonna be sharp.
Fighters should only wanna get better. The more you win, the more you should work harder.
If you think about losing, you're gonna lose.
All I ever thought about was winning. But that's all I know.
I'm self-motivated. No matter what y'all say, I'm self-motivated. I don't need nobody to pump me up. All y'all can be on his side. I'm still gonna come out on top.
I'm back up everything I say. Yeah, I said it 41 tries.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
41 came up short.
Me, I don't got to work hard in the gym. I do this shit in my sleep. While y'all sleeping, I'm working. While y'all working, guess what? I'm working.
Work!
Work! Fighters don't stop!
You know, a fight's a fight. Anything can happen. It's just about commitment. That's it. Just commit and just do what you know you need to do. And that's it. So, tonight's my night, but I'm no different than, you know what I mean? All I did was just put in the work, and that's it. So, if each one of us put in the work that we know we should do, we know what the work is we need to do, it's just sometimes you don't do it. You know, and then, you know when you say, okay, I gotta do this, and you know you gotta do it, and then you don't do it. That's like a mini a defeat. And then those add up. For me, it's just about recognizing what needs to be done and do it, and do it strictly, and do it. And that for me leads me to enjoy it. It's just about commitment. That's it. You put in the work, you'll reap the rewards. There's no secret sauce to this. Recognize what you need to do and fucking do it, and you will succeed.
This isn't for the masses. This is for those who are leaving normal behind. Those who are in search of a new realm. It's a lonely journey. You're isolated. Those who used to keep pace with you will fall off. They'll see where their world ends and yours begins. Your ability to suffer, endure, outwork must be greater. You must be willing to extend yourself to the limit with no guarantee of success. Every day, you must ask yourself, did I do enough?
Just work like hell. I mean, you just have to put in, you know, 80 to 100 hour weeks every week. I mean, if other people are putting in 40 hour work weeks and you're putting in 100 hour work weeks, then even if you're doing the same thing, you know that you will achieve in 4 months what it takes them a year to achieve.
It's the second run of the day, 109 degrees. We all care about that shit. My fucking legs are fucking dying right now. Heavy as shit. But y'all don't care about that shit. My toenails, the bottom of my feet, but the pavement's hot as fuck. Y'all care about that shit. Well, check this out. Neither do I. That's why I'm out here every fucking day doing this shit. Because my feelings, I don't give a fuck about them. Sometimes people try to motivate themselves. When times get bad, get hard and shit. Talk about life gives you limits. Make lemonade. Fuck all that shit. When life gives me motherfucking limits, I eat the motherfucking limits.
Whenever I get to a low point where I think, why do I even bother? I just remind myself, this is where most people stop. And this is why they don't win. And this relates to another one, which is a reminder for the gladiators in the arena who feel beat up and scarred with no hope in sight. Building a business is hard. Hard feels shitty. This is what hard feels like. And this is why most people can't do it. But you can. You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like. And that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
The difficulty of things that you pass through in your life make you be stronger mentally to challenge a hard life. And of course, the environment too helps. I don't know if you know, but I moved with 11 years old from Madeira to Lisbon, which is it's hard, to be honest. It's probably was the most difficult part in terms of professional of my career. So it was hard to left my family in Madeira to follow my dream in Lisbon without your family, with 11 years old. Talent without work is nothing. And work without talent is nothing too. So I think the both mix up. And of course I have two. I'm not will say that I have more one than the other one. Because if you see my whole career in a football, but in any area, if you are top for 20 years is unbelievable. And I do that, and I continue to do that. For me, it's a big achievement, and my biggest motivation is to carry on, to still enjoy, to make people happy, to make my family happy. So for me, I have both talent and work ethic.
It might be April where you are, and you're expecting nice weather and shit, but it's 20 degrees. So, you might be somewhere where it's too fucking hot. So, you might have sore legs, sore back, sore shoulder. So, the struggle is real. It never gets any easier. You gotta get harder. I was out yesterday, getting after it. Had one of the best runs I've had in a long time. PR'd that bitch. So, no one cares what you did yesterday. It only matters what you're doing today. Those can take me literally. So, I'm a cheerleader for those who want to be better. Not for those who want to stay the same.
We don't push nobody. We don't make nobody. Like, if you don't want, okay, leave. Like, even yesterday, I was talking with them. It was Saturday, and everybody complained about their tired. What you want? All week, you was work hard. End of the week, if you don't tired, this is good question. You have to worry about yourself. But this is Saturday. Your 6 days, you work so hard. Of course, you're going to tired. Tomorrow rest, and Monday we're going to begin one more training. If you don't want, go back to Dagestan and stay with your mom. She's going to give you every day good breakfast. Yeah. You don't do nothing. Stay there. But if you come here, don't complain. You want to become best. You want to become champion. And now you want to say like you're tired. Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody cares about you. Even you, if you're going to watch fight, you just watch fight. They walk out inside the cage. They fight and they leave. You don't know what happened behind the scenes. This is not your business. Nobody cares about this.
Yeah.
He was tired. He had personal problem, family. Nobody cares. You don't know. Like, you just see how he fight and he go.
Yeah.
And for this one, you have to train so hard. If you don't want, tell us.
Somebody
go
else.
Back. Go back to Dagestan. Nobody gonna ask about yourself. Without you or with you, there is always going to be champions. With your name, this is your choice. Yeah. You want to put your name there? Okay, work hard. No? Bye-bye.
Yeah.
It's 1 a.m. I'm going for my third workout. Do I want to go to the gym? Absolutely not. I'd rather, you know, lay in my house and sit in the movie theater and watch movies. But, you know, to be the best, you got to work overtime. To be the best, you got to work overtime.
Winning isn't once what I thought it was. I found it to be much more complex than our traditional definitions of success. A lot of people fall to their knees in tears after a big accomplishment, partly due to joy and gratitude, but a lot of what you see is relief and even fear. I don't say this to be cynical, but I've heard it from various people and experienced it myself. It's a crucial moment in a person's journey where you need to ask yourself what winning means to you. Otherwise, you get stuck in a hamster wheel, chasing a potentially non-existent result. What I've found is that winning doesn't happen on show day. It happens in early mornings, painful workouts, long cardio sessions, and hungry nights. It happens in those moments of fear we all have when faced with a difficult goal, and then more so in what you make of that fear. It happens in every second of every day before you win. If you can take every opportunity you have to bring yourself closer to your goal, win every one of those opportunities, all while becoming more resilient in the process, how can you lose? That is an exciting opportunity, an exciting responsibility to find out what you're truly capable of. A medal around your neck and a trophy in your hands provides but a moment of relief. Maybe a surge of excitement, but one that will quickly and surely fade. Then you're back to square one and faced with new decisions. Can I do it again? Will I do it again? Again. Why? There are new challenges you face now. You are so focused on winning, you didn't plan for what comes next. After all that hell you just put yourself through, are you ready to do it again, but with more intensity? If you're not improving, you're falling behind now. You've shown the world what you're capable of, and expect nothing less.
Work your ass off so you can enjoy. Yeah, you're taking a shot. You know, you may not live to be old, but what if you do? And you worked your ass off when you were able. and you were able to fucking get up early, able to grind. If you front load it properly, the back half of your fucking life is money. And that's what I did. The second I realized that, man, you are a piece of shit, we got to get going. Because at 47, man, you're not going to be able to do any of this shit. 50, whatever you are. So I front loaded. So all these bad things that have happened to me, I sit back and go, man, how are you handling this so well? Motherfucker, I've done it. I front loaded. I have the money I need. I have the success I need. I have the fucking the determination, the willpower, and also the pride in myself. So when I wake up every morning, I know who the fuck I am.
I come to understand, if I could work that hard every day, with the, being blessed with the physical tools that I have, what would my career be? And I made a promise to myself from that day that I was going to work that hard every single day so that when I do retire, I have no regrets. And that was the most important thing for me, is to leave no stone unturned, get better every single day. And if I lived that way, then over time, you know, I'd have something that was beautiful. But that was my philosophy. It seems like a pretty simple one, but you know, if you live your life to just get better every single day, you do that for 20 years, I mean, what do you have?
I've given everything. People make, oh, you ran on fucked up knees. You taped your feet up. You did blah, blah. You had 2 heart surgeries. You kept on going. Yep. Sure did. I had somewhere to fucking go. I had somewhere to fucking go, and I got there. And, buddy, when motherfuckers tell you you can take a break now, hey, you're fucked up. As long as my knees are halfway working, I got to run. You telling me, man, maybe a chance I can't run no more? Give me an excuse to fucking not do shit, but as long as I have no excuse, I gotta do it. But I was happy where I was. I gave everything. I gave everything to who I am. And that's why I don't believe that. Don't believe it. I gave everything. And when you give everything, man, you have no regret.
Find some difficult shit to do, because that gets away a lot of the anxiety that you carry around in your body. A lot of difficult things make regular life less difficult. And that sounds so simplistic, but particularly physically difficult things. Because when you do things that are physically difficult, the strain of making yourself do those things, it's very valuable. It's not just valuable like exercise and fitness and martial arts and running and whatever you're doing that's really difficult. It's not just valuable in terms of like health and the way you look, but it's also valuable for your mind, maybe even more so. Because regular life can be confusing, and little things that go wrong and little problems that arise are exacerbated by the fact that you're not accustomed to dealing with hardship. So creating your own bullshit, whether it's through fucking some brutal kettlebell exercise or running up hills or something, is extremely valuable for you also, not just accepting the nuanced perspectives of other people, but also being able to navigate through this world with some sort of an understanding of just how complex it all is and how weird it all is, and not be overly thrown off by every little dip in the road and pothole that you encounter.
Every fucking day I wake up and I don't want to do some fucking shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a bitch today? Do you want to feel like a little bitch? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could but you didn't? So it's perform without purpose. You have to learn how to get up and do shit when you ain't got no fucking 5K, no 10K, nothing. Nothing exists. Your life fucking sucks. You're in the fucking dungeon. But guess what, motherfucker? I'm still going to get it. Because when that time comes, because the time is going to come, when that purpose is there, you'll be ready.
One of the biggest contradictions of massive success is when people go to their moms, their dads, their brothers, sister, boyfriend, girlfriend. They say, listen, one day the world's going to know who I am. One day I will have a Ferrari, the Lambo, the Rolls, the Bentley, the big house, the cars, the backyard with the big swimming pool and an elevator. I'm going to put the biggest parties. People are going to stop me at the mall, mom. People are going to stop me at the airport and take pictures of me, take selfies with me and tell me, oh my gosh, you changed my life. I'm going to be a millionaire one day. Yet, instead of staying at the office on Friday night, you call your friends to go party. Instead of waking up Saturday morning to go to the gym, you sleep until 10 o'clock. Instead of reading the book on Sundays, you kick back and watch movies all day long. See, the reality is very simple. Those who win big, they do 4 things right. They sleep, sweat, grind, repeat.
and they do it over and over and over again until their dreams become a reality. When you outwork, you out-improve, you out-strategize, you outlast your peers, your competitors, 5, 10 years from now, not only will you be a rock star in your industry, but that Ferrari, that Lambo, that Bentley, that Rolls Royce, that big house with the elevator, the big parties, the fame, the accolades, the respect, all of those things will become a reality. If you sleep, sweat, grind, repeat.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide, fuck clubs, fuck partying, fuck trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it. Let me tell you something, homie. These women ain't going nowhere. These clubs, these parties, all this shit ain't going nowhere. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your shit, molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you gonna fly. You still got work to do. Stay on that basketball court. Stay on that football field. Fuck all the homies texting and calling and trying to make you feel bad about being so focused. It's grind season, homie. It's not about today. It's about the future. You do the work now. Do the work now. And all of the shit that you could ever want to do for your family, your kids, your loved ones, it's all going to be on a whole nother stratosphere.
Well, everybody, it's Groundhog Day again for David Goggins. If you pan it down here, you see it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's not a car or a person in sight. If you pan over here, it's the same thing. Not a car or a person in sight. People want to know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a motherfucker that's up. There's not a car, there's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the fuck after it every daggone day.
So a lot of people ask me what it's like to live with David, and I figured I had the perfect opportunity tonight to just give a little bit of insight. So today, just randomly, David says after we come home from the gym that he was going to go on a 100-mile run tonight. So unplanned, just spur of the moment, we're out here. We left just about 12 and a half hours ago, or just over 12. Oh, God, that's blurry. 12:43 a.m. It's 38 degrees. And he's about 60 or 60-some miles in at this point. I haven't spoken to him in a few hours other than to give him my socks, because it's cold and he has Raynaud's, so he's wearing them as his gloves. And you know, it's lonely as hell. No one's out here, it's just me. No one would even know he's doing this if I wasn't recording this video, and that's so much of his life. Just all of the unseen work that goes into being David. I don't think people can even imagine the discipline and the hours spent alone just grinding. And the other thing people can't imagine is the pain and discomfort that goes into it. You know, every day when he starts running, it's like the first few miles, he's just hobbling along. And, you know, I know that he's just 3 months post-surgery. 3.5 months ago, I wrote to his surgeon. It was end of September. And I said, you know, David was going to come in for surgery. And he said, well, I just hope he's not jumping out of planes. Well, he sure was. He was in British Columbia jumping out of planes.
It is hard. It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, way down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach, and your body is already completely exhausted from workouts in 2-a-days. It's hard to throw, catch, block, and tackle, and hit kids when they're way bigger and way more developed than you, only to go home that night bruised and battered and strained, but knowing you have to show up again the next day for just the chance to try again. But understand this, life is hard. No matter who you are, there are bumps and hits and bruises along the way. And my advice is to prepare yourself. To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts. If you look at all my teammates here tonight, it would be impossible to find better examples of men who embody that work ethic, integrity, purpose, determination, and discipline that it takes to be a champion in life.
I want everything to be perfect before something happens. That's how I am. I want everything to be, look, as soon as everything gets all lined up, gets all perfect, then this will happen. And by doing that, I'm not really giving the Lord a chance to tickle me. You know, I'm not really giving, and stay with me. I'm not, by saying, okay, I'm not, when, as soon as this, then this, and then this, you know, as soon as I get my slippers on, my feet will be warm, I'm going to go to daddy's, I'm going to make a pot pie. You know, it's, but only, I ain't having no pot pie till I do the other thing, till I do my, you know. When I have my own plan, stay with me. What I'm saying is I'm always waiting for everything to be perfect before I live my life. I'm always waiting for everything to be perfect before I live my life. As soon as these things line up, I'm going to live my life. Man, I'm so guilty of that. You know, as soon as this new medicine I'm using helps me, and as soon as this shirt I ordered come in, and as soon as I learn Spanish, that you my shit. As soon as I learn Spanish really well, like I'm a blue belt or whatever in it, but I always want to wait till everything's perfect. You know, Dustin Poirier noticed that about me, and he said to me point blank, he said, hey man, you can't wait for everything to be perfect to start living your life. You can't wait for everything to be perfect to start living your life. And that hit me. I mean, he packs a powerful punch, and he hit me with a damn word punch, you know, with a word hook. Because that's what I've done. My whole life has been like that. Inside of me, it has been, as soon as it's all lined up, I'm going to show you myself. I can't wait, man. It's not all gonna, I'm never gonna get to that where everything's okay, where everything looks a certain way. And in the meantime, I'm burning the best time I do have available. I'm burning that candle up. I'm burning this candle down, and I'm saying as soon as it gets bright enough or warm enough in here, I'm gonna show up. But the candle's getting smaller. It's a trap.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.